Hey everyone, quick one for you today. This is the RevScale Media Daily Brief. I'm Jordan.
And I'm Priya. Coffee in hand, five stories, let's move.
We've got a $700 million tire deal, a Crunch franchisee going big in Phoenix, and a surgeon-led buyback, straight in.
First up, Mavis just bought Pep Boys from Icon Enterprises for around $700 million.
Almost 800 service centers, pushing Mavis past 4,400 locations total. Massive.
And Icon keeps the real estate plus Amco and Precision Tune. Smart way to cash out.
So what? Independent shops out west are now competing against a way bigger, better capitalized buyer. Parts and labor pricing power just shifted.
Segment 2. Wellbiz Brands, Drybar, Elements Massage, Amazing Lash just posted a strong quarter.
6 new studios, 15 signed deals, 9 renewals, 737 units total.
9 renewals is the number I care about. Existing owners buying more territory instead of exiting.
So what? That multi-brand model spreads cost and gives owners a landing spot. Worth studying if you're single brand.
Next, Howard Hanna is entering northern New England through Portside Real Estate in Maine.
No rebrand, just an affiliate deal. Portside keeps its name, gets Howard Hanna's tech and referral network.
So what? It's a middle path for independents feeling consolidation pressure. Scale without a full sale.
Story 4. Crunch Fitness franchisee Southwest Fitness Holdings is putting $100 million into 20 clubs across Phoenix.
Backed by that $350 million 6th Street investment. $5 a club, $5 million, I mean, that's a real bet on one metro.
So what? Capital access is becoming as important as the brand name in winning territory races.
Last one. Paradigm Oral Health bought back BlackRock's stake. Surgeons regain majority control.
New backers are Warburg Pincus, Goldman Sachs Alternatives, 6th Street. 34 states, 170 plus facilities.
So what? Recap terms matter as much as deal size. Founders and clinicians getting control back? Is a structure worth watching.
Okay, that's the brief. Biggest story today? Mavis Pep Boys reshaping the tire and auto service map.
Watch for more consolidation. That O'Reilly Napa rumor is still out there. Read the full stories on RevScale Media and grab the newsletter.
We'll be back tomorrow. Have a great one.
See you then.